10 past 4, and time for this Monday's edition of the Punte Game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What has 20 legs and flies? Louise going very practical here. A house centipede, I think.
Okay.
Louise, it is not. Hello to Aoife. A drone delivering 20 chicken legs.
That's modern and thinking outside the box.
Aoife, you're not wrong, but it's not what I was thinking. What has 20 legs and flies? 10 pairs of trousers.
Oh, yes, it does.
Oh.
Delighted. We are off to a flying start. A flying start.
Oh, Fionnuala, did that hurt you internally?
I thought it was really good.
Aoife, you can have one of these as well, because that is technically correct.
Punta Game seems to be a chance where I get to reminisce, actually, on all my previous career paths,
Dave.
And one of those was when I used to work in a shoe recycling shop. I don't know if I haven't brought this up before. But I had to leave because it was soul-destroying.
Yeah, not bad.
A reluctant laugh.
But I will give you studio ones because it's Monday and I've been very hard.
Okay, fair enough.
When we're talking about jobs, why would Eminem make a bad barman?
I don't know.
He only gives you one shot. Why does Eminem prefer the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Because it's only one shot.
You only get one shot.
God, people are very quick, aren't they?
Thank you. Went to the deli the other day and I said, I'd like to buy a roll with sausages and rasher, please. She says, we only take cash or card.
No, I'm not letting you away with that one. I don't know how you're fixed for a few different bits and pieces, but you hardly need an arc by any chance, do you?
Not in the market for an arc.
Okay, well, if you ever do.
No.
I know a guy.
No. God damn it.
Oh, I love when they really annoy you. I love when they annoy you more than when you find them funny.
Two monkeys were working in a kitchen. One lifted up a pot and went, the other one says, be careful, that's hot. Yes, studio audience. Give me that dinger.
Oh, do we open it up now?
Get it hot. 087-1102-107. Your jokes, please, they're badly needed. We'll give you this one as inspiration when you're thinking over the next couple of minutes. I was at the shop yesterday again. Didn't get my roll. I was like, okay, she doesn't understand what I'm at. So I says, I'm going to go healthy instead. And I bought 10 asparagus at the store. When I came home, I realised at 11, it was just a spare, I guess. A spare.
That's one of those jokes now that...
Spare.
If it's ever going to work, you need to read it, not hear it. I'm sorry, Dave.
Asparagus. We asked you for jokes. You deliver the classics. Number ending 1-8. And you've heard this before, but let's hope we let this joke land on someone who's never heard this before. Okay. Two peanuts were walking down the road. One was a salt head.
They're classics for a reason,
Dave. Yeah, go on, yes.
They're classics for a reason.
The audience likes it.
I actually had a really lovely dose of nostalgia when I was driving the other day.
Oh.
Because I put the car into reverse,
mm-hmm.
and it really took me back.
Okay, you got me. Did you hear the story about the magical tractor? It was driving down the road and turned into a field.
Oh, yes.
Aoife, thank you.
Thank you, Aoife. Yeah, again, classics for a reason. If we're on the mode of transport one as well, what kind of car does an egg drive?
A yolks wagon.
Well done.
Thank you.
Fair play to you.
Who's this?
Well, you here in Donegal. I have one for you. Two ducks flying over a farm in Belfast. One duck says to another duck, quack, quack, quack. The other duck replies, I'm going as quack as I can.
Thank you, Joe. Yes.
That's what we wanted.
That is quality.
Because we don't do your jokes justice. That's why we love you to send them in yourself so we can hear your delivery and hear your enthusiasm for the joke.
Joe's accent is also spot on.
Oh, yeah.
The ideal person, the ideal accent to deliver that joke. There once was a monarch who was only 12 inches tall. Terrible king, but he made a great ruler. Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to have to leave after this one now.
Okay.
Nearly, it's actually some advice for you, so I'll wrap it up. Why, Dave, should you never eat a clock?
I don't know why you should never eat a clock.
Because, Dave, it's just too time-consuming.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Very good. Remember cinemas when we used to be able to go in there?
Just about.
I was a master at buying the stuff, bringing it in, sneaking it in. I wouldn't do it anymore because I'd like to support the cinema, but I was a master at it. People always used to ask me, what's your secret? Like, how do you get all these chocolate bars in here and you are never spotted? Well, I said, hey, I have a few Twix up my sleeve. Do you like that?
I love it.
We'll finish there. That's it.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fenora. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.